Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to continue our current series of studies, Living Evidences of God. And our theme verse is found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. We've called our series of studies Living Evidences of God. I think probably it might be better termed Evidences of the Living God, because we're going to be speaking about the Living God so much today. However, 2 Peter 1 and 3, we read there, His divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him, that is Christ, that hath called us to glory and virtue. And today on the broadcast, we wish to consider Christ as the living way. In John chapter 14, we have the Lord Jesus there, preparing His disciples for His departure out of this world to the Father. It's a familiar portion of Scripture, a beautiful portion of Scripture. I suppose one of the most beautiful in the English language. Here it is. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself. He promises, I'm going to that place, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas immediately challenges this. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether Thou goest, and how can we know the way? being the pragmatist that he was, he wanted to make this thing to make sense. Lord, he says, he doubts the Lord. He questions the Lord. Oh, how severe this is. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether Thou goest, and how can we know the way? And the Lord Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. Now, I have told you I'm going to the Father. That's where I'm going. And I am the way. Thomas, if you know Me, you know the way. I'll see that you get there. You don't need to worry about signposts. You don't need to have a map, a chart. If you're with Me, you get there. And you'll be in the presence of the Father. That's where I'm going. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way. He does not say, I am a way. Knowing Christ is everything. We need a one-on-one relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else will do. Religion is not a substitute. Good works are not a substitute. Nothing of these things are a substitute in getting into the presence of God. It must be by Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. We wish to emphasize this because I think so many people take up religion. Think they, if they have joined a reputable church, that takes them to heaven. It does not. Christ is the way to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. Now this is enlarged in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 and 20. And this is enlarged as to our personal relationship to Him now. He's talking about the fact in John chapter 14 that He is going to take all of the people of God into the presence of God by His rapture. I will come again and receive you unto Myself. But what about now? Yes, we still have the living way into the presence of God. It's spiritual now. Verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Now, this is for now. This is for you, and this is for me. He is the living way into the presence of His Father. I like the way that Hebrews puts the fact that God is the living God. He is spoken of so many times in the book of Hebrews, four that I can think of, as the living God. Hebrews 3 and 12, for instance, says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you a heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." In Hebrews 9 and 14 we read, "How much more shall the blood of Jesus, of Christ, through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Hebrews 10 and 31, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Hebrews 12 and 22, "We are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God," the living God, "the heavenly Jerusalem." Now, why is this emphasized? I think that this is emphasized, and we must relate this, and we must explain it, rather, by thinking of what the book of Hebrews is for. It was written by the Apostle Paul, I feel certain, though some question that. It was written by the Apostle Paul to guide us into the presence of God now as priests. And every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone who knows him as Savior and Lord, is a priest as well. The priesthood of the believer is emphasized in the book of Hebrews. We cannot give a complete resume of the book of Hebrews in this short broadcast, but we do want to say this is our privilege now, into the presence of God, not literally, not physically, not bodily. That will come. John chapter 14 will be realized someday by all of us. But now, we come into God as priests, holy priests, through the new and living way. And this is so wonderful to me. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. You know, there's something very remarkable concerning the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was on that cross for your sins and for mine. He was dying for our sins. He took the stroke of judgment that we should have deserved. He is our Savior because he died for us on that cross. Now, when our Lord Jesus Christ was on that cross, when he committed his soul into the Spirit of the Father, or into the presence of his Father, is the way I meant to say it. When he did that, and when he died, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. There was an earthquake. And I don't know whether God rent it by the earthquake or by the stroke of his hand. I don't know. But that veil was rent. It was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Now that is very advisedly spoken. God did the ripping. And that left the way into the holiest of all free. Now, before that, only the high priest could go in there, and only once a year on the Day of Atonement. And he had to take the blood of sacrifice in there with him. But God rent that veil, showing to you and to me that as priests, we go into the presence of God now through Christ, the new and living way. You see, he is our Savior. He is our great high priest, as we mentioned here, having a high priest over the house of God. Now, you and I go into the presence of God anytime we want to, and we go in through the precious blood of Christ. Now, the high priest in the days of old, in the temple and in the tabernacle, he dared not go in there without blood. He went in there, first of all, he made a sacrifice for himself. And then he took the blood of that sacrifice and took it in there and sprinkled it before the Lord seven times, as if to say, "You see, Lord, the blood has been shed." Now, those sacrifices only pointed forward to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross for you and for me on that cross so that we might have way into the whole, into the presence of God. Now, I come into the presence of God as a priest. First of all, as a holy priest. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, "Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, this is precious if we would just grasp it. You and I go into the presence of the living God through the new and living way to present to Him our sacrifices, our spiritual sacrifices, our thanksgiving, wholly acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then we read in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you. Now, the high priest, after he had offered the blood up in the tabernacle, he went out and blessed the people. Now, you and I think we really have a wonderful type here. We are the antitype, but the type itself was the high priest. Now, after he offered up these sacrifices, first of all for himself, and then the second time he went into the holy place, he took the blood of that sacrifice that was slain on the altar for the whole nation of Israel. And he went in there and he brought that blood. Now, he came out after the second time. He came out of the Holy of Holies and he went out and blessed the people. All right? That's 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you. Now, if you and I do not go into the presence of God as holy priests, we will not come out as royal priests. We must get into the presence of God before we can come out with blessing for others. Do you see the picture of all this? It's so wonderful, so plain, when the Holy Spirit, through Paul, reveals it to us. And here it is. We are priests now. And then we do know that we have another function as priests right here in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. This is our duty as priests, to consider others that we may provoke them to love and to good works. And certainly this is our privilege. Now, let's remember these things, please. We can go into the presence of God any time we want to as priests. How can we do that? Because Christ opened the way. His body was that rent veil. And when they rent His body, then the veil was rent in the temple, a picture of that renting of His body. And through that rent, we go into the presence of God. What a high and holy privilege we have. May we take advantage of it? And then may we come out with blessing for others. Our Father, today, help us to realize we must come into Your presence before we will be a blessing to others. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.